You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 8 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is God's View to Tattoo on Your Body. The oldest discovery of tattoo on human skin was found on the upper lip of a Chinchorro culture mummy from South America, dating to about 6000 BC, while the oldest direct evidence of tattoo in Europe is the body of Ötzi, the Iceman, dating from the late 4000 BC. Tattoo had been an ancient practice for different purposes across the world. For instance, the Greeks and Romans used tattoo as punishment and identification of slaves and criminals, while in some parts of the world, tattoo is an idolatry practice to show solidarity to idols. Presently in our generation, tattoo is referred to as fashion in the Western civilization. One in every 5 adults in the United States has at least one tattoo on their skin, and women have the highest figure according to the results of the Harris poll. It is unfortunate that most of the film artists, musicians, and sportsmen are promoting tattoo through the media. You might want to ask me, is tattoo acceptable for Christians? Well, let's read the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, which says in the King James Version, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This passage always struck my heart when I ponder on controversial topics such as this. As a child of God, your body is designed for God and not to the fashions of the world. The teachings of God were completely different from the cultural practice of the people and the Canaanites, the Hittites, everyone living in the promised land that the Lord is taking the Israelites to. And God warned the Israelites to destroy them, never to follow their customs, because God knew that if they refused to destroy the Canaanites, they might want to follow their customs, which involve all these idolatry practices. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 says, "And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them." That is what the Lord gave as an instruction to the Israelites. Piercing, cutting, and tattoo on the skin were popular practices in the midst of the unbelievers who worship idols, and they use that to pacify their idols. But God gave the strong warning because he knew the Israelites will fall into the same sin if they refuse to destroy the idol worshippers. There are 4 reasons why Christians must stay away from tattoo. Number 1, God is the sole creator of your body. So, any tattoo that could change the natural appearance of your skin is not acceptable by Him. God does not want you to idolize your skin because He is a jealous God. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 24 says, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." So that particular verse made us to know that God is a jealous God. He does not want you to make a change to His original design on your body. The second reason why you need to stay away from tattoo is the bleeding that comes forth from tattoo. Bleeding of the skin. The artist uses a machine with the attachment of needles, piercing the skin repeatedly. Every puncture of the needles inserts tiny ink droplets, and this process causes bleeding and pains to the body. The third reason is the high risk of viral infections such as HIV and hepatitis through the use of the needles. And the fourth reason, which I see as the main reason, is there is no scriptural reference that supports the practice of tattoo. As a child of God, every action you involve yourself must have scriptural basis. Tattoo might look like an attractive fashion, but not all what looks good is beneficial to the body. Christians must be careful not to be carried away by the lustful desire of tattoo, which has no spiritual benefit. Paul knew what your body can push you to do, but he warned in Romans chapter 6 verses 12, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts." The lust of the body is sinful. I believe tattoo was not mentioned in the New Testament because it was not a threat to the faith of the early Christians. Simply because God has given this warning right from the Old Testament and they follow it holistically even to the New Testament. I discovered the view of God on tattoo when He was teaching the Israelites how to live an acceptable life. Let's open the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verses 28, which says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord." The Lord said, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you." Not even the mark of the cross, not the mark of a lot of people will want to make a tattoo and they'll tell the artist to make a tattoo of a Bible on their skin. That does not please God. Tattoo is becoming popular and you must not be deceived by the false preachers who support the wrong fashion. God cares for your skin so much. He considered the use of tattoo as an abuse to the body created by God. I seriously consider the use of tattoo as something wrong for the body our God had created for us. The inks of tattoo change the natural appearance of the skin created by God. So, does that mean we are trying to tell God that He does not know how to design the skin? Really, if we surrender our body to God as a genuine Christian, then you will agree with me that tattoo is completely unnecessary in the Christendom. Oh Lord, we submit our body to you. Sanctify our body for your glory to shine through us in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.firegrace.com. Thank you.